Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson. Pleased to be joined in studio by All-Pro defensive end Fletcher Cox. Fletcher, good to see you back on the field. Man. OTAs are grinding. How are you feeling going to another season here?
Feel good. First 2 days of OTAs, putting the helmet on for the first time since the last game of the season. Back on the field with the guys running around. Everybody happy, flying around to the ball. So it was a great first week.
What's it like now that you're introduced as an All-Pro? How different was that for you going into this offseason?
Well, just I approach it the same way I've been approaching it, and that's being myself, being coachable, soaking all of the little things in to make myself a better player.
So what are those things that you take and go into the offseason? Now that you've been through a couple of these off-seasons, you know how the schedule goes. What are the things that you focus on? What are the things that you hone in on during the offseason to try and improve?
Well, just finding the things that I'm not very good at, just going out every day.
But what's that at this point, though? There aren't too many of those things after last season.
Well, it's the little things, man. I can correct a lot of my feet work and hand placements on first and second down. And I've been working on those things, the first 3 days, of OTAs, working on it, without pads on. So when I put the pads on, then it's all about repetition and being more physical.
Now, during the OTAs, do you look at the offensive players and say, you know what, you guys have your day in the sun. We'll let you run around, you'll catch the ball, running backs, no problem, no tackling. But once the pads go on, it's a different story. Is that sort of the mindset that you guys have on the defensive side?
Well, we always want to take care of each other. Yeah, that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hurt each other. With the pads on, we do get after a little bit. Kind of get used, back to banging a little bit, letting the running backs know that, hey, we're here, we're just going to butt it up and let you keep going, finish your run. But no, with the receivers, we'll talk a little smack to the receivers. Every now and again, they got to catch a string and, we got to let them know, hey, the big boy's coming out of the stack.
Now, how different is it because you look on the offensive side of the football, quarterback, running back, new players at wide receiver, new players all across the board on offense pretty much, except really the O-line. Are you trying to familiarize yourself with the players? What is that process like of trying to get adjusted to the new guys?
Well, being adjusted to the new guys, welcome them to the team, of course, into the organization, and also getting to know those guys, outside of football, and have fun on the practice fields, and just competing really. We know that they're here to compete, and that's what we're going to do every day.
Now, how about on the defensive side of football, up front? Guys pretty much stay intact, but that back seven, a lot of changes, especially in the secondary. How is that meshing process
going? I think it's going good. And the first thing it starts with communication. I think we do a real good job communicating with each other, up front, linebackers, and also the back end. Right now I think Byron Maxwell, he's probably one of the funniest on the team right now.
Really?
Real good guy. He's always happy, and that's what we always talk about. Come in, be happy, and just have fun.
Now, about yourself though, because you're one of the All-Pros, you're one of the leaders now up front. You're more established in this defense. Do you have a different attitude? Do you have a different mindset when you come into the building every day, or do the players look at you differently?
Well, most of the younger guys look at me different. Because, coach always want me, set an example and show those guys, what got me to where I am right now. And I tell those guys that, hey, I've been in the same position that you've been in. I'm still kind of new to this two-gap thing, 3-4, that I've been a one-gap player all my life. And they were like, well, how did you adjust? I tell them, I break it down to them. I say, hey, man, let's be coachable. Let's not be stubborn about it. Go out. Repetition is going to be the main thing. And, hey, those guys been doing it, man. You can tell the difference from day one to day three.
So what's the difference now with you guys up front, with yourself, with Benny, with Sed? You throw in the guys like Vinny and Bo. You're going to have Taylor Hart and Brandon Bear, also contributing as well. Some rookies as well. What's that process like for you guys gelling and assimilating together?
Every day as a unit, we go out and say, hey, we're going to compete against each other. And not only we compete against each other, we compete against ourselves. We push each other every day, and which is a great thing. And I think everybody been doing a real good job at it with helping the young guys and also helping each other. I take coaching from Bear, I take coaching from Benny, and that's what helped make us, a great unit.
So lastly, Fletcher, do you have any individual goals? You've made All-Pro now. Obviously the Pro Bowl is still there. I'm sure you want to attain that as well. Yeah. But any individual goals for yourself as you, you know, get the off season really going here and you look ahead to training camp and the upcoming season?
Well, the main goal is to do whatever it takes to help this team win. And, you know, of course, you know, make it to the Pro Bowl this year, which I didn't make last year, but that was on my list. But it's back on my list again, and I'll keep pushing until I get it.
Anything else secret on that list? We're putting you on the spot, Fletcher, okay? You know? I didn't mean to make you laugh in here.
Nah, man. Like I said, man, anything, I don't think it's no secret. Okay. It's no secrets. I'm going to put it on tape, and I'm going to let the world see it.
Excellent. Fletcher Cox, all pro. Defensive end, ready to get after once again in 2015. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.